T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Wilson Alexander covering LSU baseball for TheAdvocateNOLA.com. LSU baseball not off to a good weekend. They lost today to Oral Roberts in game one of a three-game series, 22-7. Wilson, that was a bit of a surprise. It's a good Oral Roberts program, but 22 runs yielded is quite the surprise.
Absolutely. It was pretty shocking because LSU entered this series with a seven-game winning streak. It had allowed 26 runs all season. Oral Roberts, which had only gotten 3 hits and been shut out in its last game, finished with 18 hits and scored 22 runs. It was the worst defeat that LSU has suffered since 2007.
How much do you chalk this up to just, hey, it's baseball, it happens from time to time. One of those games every few years kind of just goes that way.
Yeah, I think there's definitely something to that. I mean, baseball is one of the more unpredictable sports because of how often you play, and, you know, sometimes things just happen that are really hard to foresee. There was certainly some troubling, you know, signs. Like, you don't expect Jaden Hill to get, you know, not even make it out of the first inning. That's your ace, and he recorded one out. 8 runs were scored against him. He wasn't Oral Roberts, which is a team that, you know, has like a proud history, but it hasn't been that great this year. They entered the game 2-6. You know, they jumped on his fastball, and that's not good to see that, especially as LSU gets closer to SEC play. So, sure, some of it is, you know, that's baseball, but some of it is some concerning signs there. I mean, it's never a good thing to see a team lose 22-7.
Well, the approach was clear from Oral Roberts. Don't let him get to that wipeout slider off feed and get on him early. I mean, that was the approach of Oral Roberts hitters. Hit the fastball.
Absolutely. They knew that going in. I guess they had, you know, like Paul said, they had done their scouting on Jaden. They knew that he was going to come after them with the fastball early, and they jumped on it, like you said. But then when he went to his off-speed pitches, that slider, his changeup, the slider in particular, it looked like his arm was just sort of behind the rest of his body, and that it just wasn't, he just wasn't in sync mechanically. And so the ball was just, you know, sailing up. And it wasn't breaking into the zone. He hit a batter, which is really uncharacteristic. Walked to, again, uncharacteristic. He hadn't allowed a run in 21 and two-thirds consecutive innings over the last two seasons, and he gave up 8. And it was a lot because of that just lack of command.
Yeah, I mean, when they were hitting the fastball, you got to be able to throw your off speed when you can. You got to be able to throw it for strikes to be competitive, and there wasn't a lot of competitive pitches for Jaden Hill. But nonetheless, LSU is going to flush this loss 22-7 to Oral Roberts. Landon Marceau back on the mound tomorrow. I would imagine you're going to see a pretty inspired and fired up LSU baseball team tomorrow, considering the circumstances. I mean, their pride got walked on today.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's something we, you know, sort of asked Kate Beloso about. He's a junior, one of the older players on this team. And his freshman year, LSU lost a game to Florida on a Friday night. And I can't remember the exact score off the top of my head, but they got crushed. It was something like 16-9. And they came back the next 2 days and won the next 2 games. Not only won them, but won them in convincing fashion, like 10-run wins the next 2 days. So obviously that can happen in baseball, and it's happened to LSU before. They've been on both sides of this thing. But like you said, I mean, this is a prideful program, and I would be pretty surprised if they didn't come out and at least play with a lot of energy. You know, it's not necessarily going to win because it's baseball, you never know, but certainly a lot of energy, a lot of pride tomorrow.
Through 10 games now for LSU, they're 8-2 on the season. What do you like so far, and what needs to be cleaned up before they get to SEC play?
you like what you're seeing from this freshman class. They're really good. I mean, the LSU's top three hitters are Trey Morgan, Dylan Cruz, and Brody Drost. Cruz being the leading of the three at this point. I mean, that class has done a lot for this lineup and done a lot for them offensively. And so they entered the day today leading the country in home runs, and they were scoring 9.3 runs per game, and doing a lot to really support a pitching staff that had some good moments and some bad as well. And so you like that, but they need to just clean up really defensively what they're doing and get a little bit better on the mound in the later innings as well. They haven't seemed to quite find who they want to go to in like the seventh and the eighth inning. A lot of different guys have gotten opportunities because they have a lot of freshman pitchers who they like, and they want to give them chances here in the early going. But they need to kind of find who those people are going to be before they get to SEC play and before they get to Devin Fontenot in the ninth, ideally, although he's kind of struggled in his last two outings. So that's sort of what they've done well and what they need to improve on at this point.
Wilson Alexander at NOLA.com, Times-Picayune, the Advocate, covering LSU baseball. And Wilson, are you as amused as I am as when LSU has a game like this, and we don't see games like this very often, or when they lose a game in a regional or super regional, or they go through a stretch of the season where they might lose three in a row? Are you amused by the amount of, fire Paul Maneri, the minority? They're in the minority. They're not very loud, but there are, some out there that go, Paul Maneri's done. It's Paul Maneri's fault. He needs to go. Are you amused by that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I understand the frustration, but they lost the second game of the year to Air Force 6-5, and you were seeing that. You see it after every single time they lose a game. Oh, fire Paul. Well, I mean, it's they're going to lose games here and there. It's not, like you said, often that they're going to lose a game 22-7, but this isn't one game isn't an indictment on his ability as a coach. You got to look at the whole picture before judging his ability to coach. And he's clearly been successful during his career. He's lost games like this before, and he's won ones, afterwards. So this won't define their season. It's just one game.
Baseball is a humbling sport. It's cruel. It's not always necessarily about the rankings. Any team can beat anybody because of the level playing field. Wilson, I've talked about this several times. The parity in college baseball, I would argue, is greater than any sport going on currently in the country, both amateur or professional.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I mean, it seems like when through its schedule that all of a sudden baseball might be kind of top heavy this year just because of the amount of talent that got pushed to baseball, the amount of top talent that stayed in, programs like LSU and the SEC. But then Oral Roberts comes out here and just dominates. And, they had a pitcher who went seven scoreless, reliever, and he was throwing, I think, about 90 miles an hour at one point. I mean, they had a good arm up there. And he was, able to pitch well against LSU. And some of the other teams that LSU's played have had the same situation. Air Force had a closer who was throwing like 97 from the left side. So, there's a lot of talent in college baseball, and it's, like you're saying, really not surprising when a top-level program, loses a game here and there to some teams that aren't necessarily, household names.
Wilson Alexander covering LSU baseball for The Advocate, NOLA.com. Wilson, thank you so much for the time and the insight, man.
Thank you for having me on. Y'all have a great weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.